We turned the old television on there and he put one on, recorded it.
My God, it recorded good.
Yeah. Kearns, you were in the middle of telling that story. Your daddy had told you had he never to, if you shot a deer, it would run. How was that again?
My daddy said if we to never ride one.
What do you mean never ride one?
If you don't get on it and ride it after it's dead. It'd run in the snow. The snow on. Oh my gosh, you turn one over the hill.
You mean a dead deer will run?
Yes, sir. And you get the hold of that head and raise that head up and just lay it on its side.
Slide on it.
And just slides, you know. I'll bet you $10 that you can't get off it after he starts. If you did, you might, if he was in the field, just roll off, but then it might kill you or break your arm or something. Well, it won't touch the ground where it's going down grade. If it's a little steep, I'll bet you there's places it won't touch the ground from here out in the yard. It'll just... And it's so fast, you... Oh, my
Lord. Oh, you mean it's like a sled?
Worse than a sled.
Oh.
Oh, my Lord. It'll allow them to run any sled heavy you see.
So you and your brother, Bob?
Me and Bob, we rode that one, coming off of the hill. And that thing, I never will forget. I seen it was going all the way after he went over the flat. I said to Bob, I said, fall off. I knowed if he fell off, I'd go off with him. You know, I was holding to him. He said, I can't. And that log laid up off the ground. The deer could wander, but we couldn't, sitting on here, to just wedge us in under there. Well, sir, if that deer would have left the ground there above that log, it'd have jumped that log. Well, it wasn't as far as from here. No, 50 yards, maybe not that. Further, them cliffs went right around the mountain. And I mean they was higher than the top of this house. But when he got pretty close to the log, he just went under that log. The deer did, and that just swept us off. The power of the deer were running, you know, just wiped us off under the log. Well, we was under there. But after the deer went out, we'd get out, and the deer was gone. I said to Bob, I said, where'd that thing go to? Oh, Bob said, I don't know. We took after it down the hill where it went sliding through the snow, got to this rock, and it went off of this cliff. Well, we was looking over down on the ground for it where it hit, you know. We wasn't down there. And you couldn't see no place hitting the snow or nothing. The snow was that deep. Well, so we went clear around where we get off of the rocks and went through between rocks. I had a place you could through between them, walk down between them, come back. We hunted for that deer where it hit the ground for a good long bit. And I went to look up at the cliff where it jumped over, seen the deer hanging up in the fork of that tree. I'll bet you hit us 20 feet down the hill from where that cliff was. There it was, stuck right in that fork of that limb. That's true, right? The tree fork, a little old beech, and there it was.
Did you get it down then?
Yeah, we went and got a pole, a chestnut pole, and got fixed up and got it punched up under it and pushed it off, and it fell off. We took it onto the house. Man, I'm a-telling you. Why, you can take, just take one's hide after skin and gets dry, and just catch a hold of the front of it like that and just cock it up and get on it, turn the hair down on the snow and just get on it and sit down. And if you want a fast ride, it'll give you a fast ride. I don't think that the flats are going to stop it now. Oh, no. It'll go with that flat so fast. You can't... Why, you can't see nothing now, Bob. It's true that the winds are hitting you so hard that your eyes are just plumb shit. You can't see nothing. Well, if that deer to hit a tree and threw us again, it'd knock her brains out. And the timber was plenty of timber then. It wasn't cut big timber. But, sir, it just went right through between them trees. I never will forget that. We punched that deer out and took it over the house. Old man said, was you riding? No.
Kearns and I were going to Charleston last time. We rode down along the Williams River, and I don't know, somehow I got him started telling riddles. Did you ever?
I never heard him tell one.
Oh, he can tell riddles now. He can tell riddles from here to all the way to Charleston and back again, I guess.
Cousins are the ones started. I forget what he told.
Tom started? Tom Klein?
Yeah.
What was he sitting there?
Oh, I told the first one I said.
Maybe it was ye.
Deep as a well, round as a ring, took the life of many pretty things.
Yeah, yeah, you're the one told it.
Now, you tell some of those. Now, see if Bob can guess them.
I'll be dogged if I can remember.
Marvel and busy as a being the prettiest little thing you ever did see.
Say that again.
It's round as a marble and busy as a being the prettiest little thing you ever did see.
You know what
that is.
No, I don't know what that is.
Mike ought to know. I told him that.
Well, I'm not going to tell.
Mike told one that day, I forgot about it, but I thought I'd remembered. Now, that was a good one.
What's some other ones, Minnie?
What's
some
other ones you know? I haven't figured it out yet.
Huh?
What is round as marble and busy as a bee?
A watch.
What's some more of them, Minnie?
Round as the apple, deep as a cup. All king horses can't pull it up.
I bet that's a well, isn't it?
That's right. Crooked as a rainbow, teeth like a cat. Guess all night and you can't guess that.
What is it? Round?
Crooked as a rainbow, yeah. Teeth like a cat. You can guess all night, but you can't guess that.
Saw.
Huh? No, that's all.
Crooked as a rainbow.
Uh-huh.
A rainbow.
And they are crooked. They just bent like a rainbow.
That's an old greenbrier.
Greenbrier?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
City boy like me never get that.
Huh?
What's some more of them? Can you take us some more?
Tell one, Minnie. I'm going to smoke.
I forgot.
She used to tell them.
I used to tell a lot of them, but I forgot them. As I went up to Heeple Steepler, I met a lot of people, some with Nicky, some with Nacky, and some with Claggett Tobacco.
You know Daddy.
Say it again.
I'm hoarse. As I went up to Heeple Steepler, I met a lot of people, some with Nicky, some with Nacky, and some with the color of a chew tobacco.
That's a good one.
I don't know. What's that?
Ants.
Andy Mars.
Ants, you know.
Ants crawls in the ground.
Oh.
I'll hook at you, crook at you, high gang sow. Every year a clip of the ace, what's that now?
I don't say that.
Yes, that's the way it's said. I said it the way it's said. And hit you, but all of you know them, maybe you used them, I don't know.
Say it again.
Huh?
Say it again.
Hookity, crookity, high gang sow. Every year, clip it ass, what's that now?
That's a good grace.
Side?
Mowing side.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, I ain't had a hairy thing, and Uncle had a long thing, Uncle stuck his long thing, and I ain't hairy thing.
I'm not even going to ask you what that is. It's
a butcher knife.
It ain't a thing dirty. It's
a butcher knife.
A butcher knife.
Mm-hmm. Sticking a hog.
And had a hog and Uncle had a butcher knife.
Yeah.
And he stuck the hog with the butcher knife. Well, now that's right, ain't it?
I guess.
Did you ever stick one?
No.
Oh, I stuck 100 of them.
We don't do those kinds of things up in Baltimore, you know.
Huh? Well, as I went over to my sister Ann, I saw a man a-standing. I cut off his head and sucked the blood and left the body stand.
drinking out of a bottle.
What'd you say, a bottle?
Yeah. A wine.
Bottle of wine? Cut off his head?
And sucked the blood and left the body stand. I'll hit a titty upstairs, hit a titty downstairs. If you touch hit a titty will bite you. Now that's true.
Spider.
Huh?
I don't know.
Wasp.
Wasp?
A wasp.
Oh. What was that riddle that fella made up to save his own life? How'd that go?
Let's see.
What was the story back of that?
I'll tell you. Under gravels I do travel. On oak leaves this I do stand. Ride the filly as never folded and carry the damsel in my hand.
Now, how did that riddle come to be made?
He had to make that a riddle that nobody couldn't guess or they was going to hang him. Well, he made it up. He made that riddle up.
Who was that? Who made it? Who was going to hang him?
Huh?
Who was going to hang him? Who made it up?
Well, he made the riddle up. He was supposed to be hung. If he didn't make a riddle up, at the governor was going to hang him if he didn't make this riddle.
Well, what was his name? Who was he?
I can't think of his name. You've asked me something I can't think of.
Was that here in West Virginia?
No, I don't know that.
To somebody somewhere.
Somebody around here.
Say the riddle again.
Huh?
Say the riddle again.
Under gravels I do travel, on oak leaves as I do stand, ride the filly as never folded, and carry the damsel in my hand. I don't figure you'd ever guess that. Boy, I guessed
no,
on
it's
that.
It's all mixed up, and I don't get the whole sense of it.
Old lady, John, or...
They claim the horseshoes is under gravel.
That's, what's his name's
and the
marriage wife.
With fold.
Mandy
Cobb.
She told that.
I don't think that's right.
And she wouldn't tell us kids what it was, you know. Oh, they'd come there and we'd sit and tell riddles all night. And she wouldn't tell us what that was. Said, I ain't going to tell none of you now. And if you don't guess it, you'll never know. I'll bet you a dollar that I studied on that every day. I'll bet you for 6 or 8 months. I'd get out to myself, I'd say the riddle over, I could say it. But I couldn't figure out what it was. But now I'll tell you what it was. That was the man, the one that's going to hang. He had a mare horse, and she was going to have a colt. Well, if she was going to have this colt, she got sick and she couldn't have the colt. But he cut it open and took the colt from her and raised the colt. The mare died. He took and cut a strop out of the mare's hide and made him a whip. He put gravels in his hat, put his hat on his head and had gravels in it. He put oak leaves in his boots under his feet. Well, he was a standing all oak, you see. And that's the way he made the riddle. Under gravels I do travel. On oak leaves as I do stand. He's riding the filly. Now, that filly never was folded. He opened the mare up and took her from him.
Yeah.
Was never folded and carried the damsel in his hand. That was the whip from the strop of the old mares.
My goodness. I can see why nobody'd ever guess that.
No, they never did guess.
They
freed him.
Like a riddle to me. That's some old tale.
That was true. They freed the man, and I did know who Granny, or Lawless called her Granny, Cobb told who it was, but I'd be danged if I ain't forgot.
Well, black without and red within, and heist up your leg and stick it in. What's that?
I don't know what that is. I ain't gonna guess and let.
A boot.
Yeah, a boot. That's what I said.
You guess so. As I went over to my mother's hall, I heard a lanny bawl. Its teeth was flesh, and its lips was horn. Such a brute was never born.
Its
teeth was flesh, and its lips was horn. Sitchy Brute was never born.
Sitchy Lad is that was never born also.
That's weird.
Now you know what that is. You've seen a lot of them. Here he says, I went over to my daddy's hall. I heard a laddie bawl. Its teeth was flesh, its lips was horn, and Sitchy Brute was never born. That is a rooster. He wasn't born till he was hatched.
His teeth was flesh.
His teeth was flesh. That's his mouth in there.
Rooster.
And his lips was horn. That's the bell.
Oh. I never would have thought of that.
That's good enough.
That's a good one. That's one of the best I ever heard.
Well, I'll tell you another, and I know you've seen a lot of them. It's green as grass, but it's not grass. White as snow, but it's not snow. Red as blood, and it ain't blood. Black as ink, and it ain't ink. Now what is it?
Rainbow.
No. No. No, it's as green as grass, but it ain't grass. White as snow, but it ain't snow. Red as blood, but it ain't blood. And as black as ink, and it ain't ink. Now you've eaten many of them, I bet you.
Watermelon.
No.
It's got green and red and white. I don't know.
And black.
I've eaten it.
Yes, sir, I bet you have. That's a blackberry. When it first comes on the vine, you know, yeah, it has green leaves.
That's right.
Then it has its flowers bloom. They're white.
That's white.
Then they turn red. And then they turn black. Ain't that right? Mike's just sitting listening.
He's heard them all.
They're good, though.
They are good. They have. If you ever heard them sing, love that. You know my favorite song, don't you, that you always sing when I come here? I heard the thunder roaring.
Seen the lightning flashing?
See the lightning flashing.
Sing that together. Can
love
you do that?
Song.
Huh?
They do it together.
Do it together.
Let her sing one. She can
sing.
Sing
it together. There's a microphone.
She can sing that.
There's a microphone over here to cover her.
I can't sing. I've got a sore throat. You sing so you can hear it.
I forget what the first of it is.
I heard the thunder roaring.
I believe it is. I heard the thunder roaring, roaring, roaring. I heard the thunder roaring in that great day. We'll take our wings in the morning, fly to Jesus. Take our wings in the morning and sound the bugle. I see the lightning flashing, flashing, flashing. I seen the lightning flashing in that great day. We'll take our wings in the morning and fly to Jesus. Take our wings in the morning and sound the bugle. I see your father's coming, coming, coming. Seeing your father's coming in that great day. We'll take our wings in the morning, fly to Jesus. Take our wings in the morning and sound the bugle. I see your mother's coming, coming, coming. I see your mother's coming in that great day. We'll take our wings in the morning, fly to Jesus. Take our wings in the morning and sound the bugle. I see your playmates coming, coming, coming. I see your playmates coming in that great day. We'll take our wings in the morning, fly to Jesus. Take your wings in the morning and sound to glory. I see that lightning flashing, flashing, flashing. I see that lightning flashing in that great day. We'll take our wings in the morning, fly to Jesus. Take our wings in the morning and sound the bugle.
We'll see our brothers coming,
coming, coming. I see my brothers coming in that great day. We'll take our wings in the morning, fly to Jesus. Take our wings in the morning and sound the bugle. I tell you, old Nell Hammonds and Jack Hammonds could sing that. There it is. That's a good fiddle piece.
I've heard you play it on the banjo.
Huh?
You play it on the banjo.
Yeah, I used to be able to play it. You can play that on the fiddle. That's a good fiddle piece, boy. I used to try to play it on the fiddle. I never could play the fiddle, but I could play that. That's a good deity. I like to hear it played on the fiddle.
Now, my brother could play. I can't hardly sing that. I go to crying. My brother could play that and sing.
Play, what did he play it on the fiddle?
On the banjo.
The banjo.
Mm-hmm. Sterl. He had long fingers and a long thumb. He could flip that thumb down there.
All right, Davis. 11 pair hanging high. The 11th man come riding by. Each man took a pair, left 11 hanging there.
No, you didn't say that.
Say it again.
Now, don't go to tell it.
I said you didn't say it.
11th man come riding by.
11 men?
The 11th man come riding by. Each man took a pair, left 11 hanging there. Hanging there. There was 11 hanging there in the first place.
No, there'd be one less.
They wouldn't be there, apparently. They'd all
well,
be
there. Have to be a
they'd all be there.
Pear tree.
Huh?
It'd be a pear tree, wouldn't it?
No. You didn't get what I said. Now
he
listen what I started. You hear it. The 11th man come riding by. Now that is the 11th man of the family. Each man took a pair. That is all the man there was. And left 11 hanging there.
Well, he took a pair and it left.
Each man didn't take no pair. That each man went all. But the 11th man was the one at the bar.
I'm kind of slow. I don't think I understand it yet.
Now, it's funny. It sounds funny. It's like... There was an old sow had pigs under a rock. Next morning, they was all woodcocks. Now, that sounds funny.
Yeah.
But it works out if you just think. An old sow had pigs under a rock. Next morning, they was all woodcocks. The man that owned the old sow, he come and got the pigs. His name was Woodcock. Harry meat, Harry skin. Two things working on a job, men. Now you saw that, I know. You have a lot of time. Harry meat, Harry skin. Two things working on a job, men.
One a job.
One a job and in. Two things are working and one a jobbing in.
Oh, great.
What's that?
Huh?
I don't know.
That's an old how hog are rooting. When they're rooting, their ears are working and their nose is jobbing in the ground.
It's red meat and hairy skin. Two things bobbling
well,
and one is...
You can say it either way you want to.
Oh, you said hairy meat and hairy skin.
Hairy meat and hairy skin.
Two things are working and one a jobbing in.
What side does a hog turn to the sun?
Harry's side.
That's right.
I know that one.
That'll be the Harry side. You can turn the inside, kid.
Yeah, I was going to say the outside.
Somebody else. I told him that's the outside.
Yeah.
Now you tell one, Bob. You know something.
I used to know one. I can't think.
Bob, the night told one of going with riding along Wade, going to Charleston. He told one, and I thought I'd remember that, and I clear forgot it. And his first cousin told two or three.
How's the one as I was going to St. Ives? I met a man.
Huh?
And do you know that one, Bob?
I
met a man, had seven wives. Each wife had seven cats. Each cat had seven kits. Kits, cats, man, wives. How many was going to St. Ives?
One.
I heard one a while ago. It was something about there was a man who had two eyes. Went abroad to see the skies, and something about he saw two apples on a tree, and I can't even remember.
I've heard that one? Yes, I've heard it, but I can't remember
how that goes now.
Sing one more, Kern. Sing a song I've never heard before.
Well, I don't know what it would be. I've sung about all I know. You hear them. Get her to sing.
Sore throat. I can't.
I'm weak in my breast or something along. I don't know.
I was down here once, and both of you started to sing that one about Lord Bateman. Never did get that thing together.
Oh,
never.
No, we never did. Boy, I can't think of that. I tried to think after you was here. And I'll be danged if I can get it together.
The only one I've ever heard you sing to any by yourself is that Lady Margaret. Do you have any others that you sing by yourself?
Oh, yes, yeah, she sings a lot. I'm used to.
What? I don't know. I got to hear some of those tapes that Jerry made of you so I know which ones he sang.
Oh, me and Jerry, the kid, half of them. Singing little songs.
Kurt, sing the song about a... going out and rambling around. You know the one that I sing, but some other verses to it?
Once was rich but a rambling boy. That's what you're talking about, I reckon.
Is that the one?
No, but sing...